This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervatic and Hamilton going to each other and the whiskey.
Fight into it. We have to fight.
With Mike Shopin the Bulldog.
Knocheck was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and a misconduct.
Sports Radio 550.
We continue the festivities here on Bulldog's birthday, which also happens to be free agency day in the NHL. Gotta say, as far as the Sabres go, when is it ever not quiet, really? Like, the years where it's not quiet are the exception. And also, I think in terms of the whole league today, I get the perception that there wasn't that much left to do that was of significance.
Right. When Marner got dealt yesterday, Besser resigned early in the day, I think before the market even opened. Those were the top two forwards out there on the market in what was thought to be a thin class already, and they didn't even get to the marketplace. So, yeah, there hasn't been a ton of activity today.
Paul Hamilton with us now on the Wester Hotline, monitoring everything just the same. Where do you want to start, Paul? So I feel like it's not a story that the Sabres have just not made any big moves today. I think you'd agree.
Yeah. I mean, Ehlers is still out there, but as we've been saying for months now, I mean, the chances of that happening are fairly slim, but you never say never. And, you know, if nothing else, you got to be in on it and at least be talking. But judging by what I've been reading, it seems like he may not make a decision, according to Elliot Friedman, until at least tomorrow. So, you know, he's kind of still entertaining. So he's still out there. But other than that, if you want to get yourself a high-octane forward, you're probably going to have to trade for it. The goaltender, I think that's the best you probably could do. I mean, there really wasn't much in the free agent market. And as soon as I heard Alex Lyon, it just came rushing back to me a couple of years ago when the Sabres were only 1 point out of the playoffs, and in the second last week of the season, Buffalo goes into Sunrise, and Lyon, who really got the Panthers back into it, they looked out of it. And he got net and got the Panthers back into it, made 39 saves on 40 shots. And Devin Levi, not to be outdone, I think made 36 saves in that game. Both goaltenders were lights out. Florida won that game 2-1. Had Buffalo won that game 2-1, they would have made the playoffs, and the Panthers would not have. So they would not have made the Stanley Cup Finals that year, and we wouldn't be talking about this drought anymore. But that was the first thing that came rushing back to my mind, how Alex Lyon won them that game just with some fantastic goaltending. And really, it was just a continuation of the good goaltending he had given them. never really – he played 15 games that year, and that was a career high for him.
Right. He caught fire late and ran with it. I'm pretty sure he started the playoffs for them, and then they pivoted back to Bobrovsky, and then they went to the finals, and Bobrovsky's never looked back from that.
Right.
But Lyon sort of – they probably don't make the playoffs without his hot streak there late in that season.
And then he went to Detroit. Now his career high is 44 games, which he played his first year there. Last year in a backup role, played 30. And, you know, these days, it used to be a good save percentage. It was between 915 and 920. His is 904. I'm not upset about that. I think that's a pretty good save percentage. And it's a guy at 32 years old. If Luukkonen comes in, and you can't wait forever. I mean, if Luukkonen comes in the first couple weeks is not the Luukkonen of 2 years ago, I think you got to make the change right away. You can't go 13 games and let it get out of hand, you know, early. So I think Lyon is a guy that you could turn to where James Reimer would not have been. You can turn to James Reimer like they did for, you know, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month, like they did at the end of the season. But he can't take over for you at age 38, I think. And he hasn't, you know, made an announcement yet if he's retiring anyway. So, honestly, I think it's a good signing, and I think really it's the best they could do considering what was out there.
Yeah, you know,
Jake Allen didn't get out there. He wanted
right.
a re-signing.
He didn't get out there. And even that, like the contract he signed in New Jersey, I would not have been crazy about paying that for him.
Right.
Right? Because what I'm looking for is support in case UPL doesn't get back on track and if Levi's not ready. And Allen is signing for like 1A or 1B money, basically. And I don't think – that is not enough of a sure thing of an upgrade to me that I would have wanted to take that plunge. So
I agree with you 100%.
So,
and happy birthday, by the way, if I didn't
see.
Thank you, teammate. I appreciate you. What about what else has happened today? I was just counting up as we went to break, Paul. I'm looking at NHL players on the roster right now, right? Thinking about, you know, if you're going to get a big-time forward, it's got to be the Byram trade. That's been my focus since they moved Paterka last Wednesday night. They've got 13 guys with this Danforth now under contract for 1.8 for 2 years. Like, he's on your team, I think. And I've got 13 guys. Like, and I'm not reaching on any of that. Like, Krebs, Malenstein, Benson, Danforth, Doan, Greenway, Zucker, McLeod, Quinn, Kulik, Tuck, Thompson, Norris.
Yeah, and Kozak starts in Rochester.
Right. So
don't forget, you've got three extras. You start with 23.
Yeah.
On the roster, and one thing I think is happening here, and I think ever since Clifton, every move almost that I've seen has Lindy Ruff written all over it. And I've been saying this for how long, that Lindy Ruff is really going to have a huge say in roster construction, and I think one of the reasons that maybe Bernard Docker wasn't qualified is because of Johnson. I think, you know, that it would be up to Lindy Ruff, and maybe he saw, because Johnson, yeah, we talked to Mike Leone, his coach, yesterday, and he said he and Rathbone down in Rochester really turned into a shutdown pair that he could count on in key situations out there. And Lindy Ruff might want Johnson there ahead of Bryson. You know, and Johnson just got re-signed. And, you know, I just kind of have it in my head that I think Johnson may – and he should be. I think he should be ahead of Bryson on the totem pole. And he might have just thought, I'd rather have Johnson in that spot than Bernard Docker. And you know, just everything that I've seen, you know, with Timmins, and it just all has Lindy Ruff written all over it. And I think – let me put it this way. If Lindy Ruff wanted Bernard Docker, I think he'd be here.
Sabres just announced a four-year deal for Ryan McLeod. 25-20 goal season just last year for the Sabres. $5 million per year. You have a immediate reaction?
Yeah. No, the only thing with McLeod that I told you, and can he do it again? He had career highs, and it's only 1 year, and the Sabres have already been burned by these contracts where they rewarded one good year. If you really put me against the wall, I think he can do it again. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that Ryan McLeod can't score 20 goals each year with this kind of speed he has, and I think he's gotten some confidence in himself. So, no, I don't mind that at all for him, other than the fact that you might have a little pause of rewarding him for 1 year. But they have the money. It's at $95 million on the salary cap. So, no, I wouldn't blink at that. I think that's just fine.
Yeah, I don't know that I guess I was bracing for it to be more term. And so I feel good about the amount of time, and the money is about right. Like, even if he is a 15-goal scorer, I think playing the role that he played, killing penalties, his defensive abilities, I'm good there. We'll see. I mean, it's early. We're reacting. But I don't feel like that's an overpay. I feel like that's kind of right on it.
Do you guys feel that it's something that he can continue to do, be a 20-goal scorer?
That's why I'm already saying, even if he drops back, I'm going to be okay here. I was worried that he had, like, the best year of his life at the worst possible time for the team trying to keep him. And I don't think this contract – I mean, it's a hearty raise for him, but I don't feel like, even if he doesn't live up to what he did last year, that I'm going to be in trouble with it.
And you got the money,
That's for sure.
On the salary cap, you've got the money to do it.
That's for sure. Paul Hamilton with us on the Wester Hotline. What much do you have to say about Justin Danforth reportedly joining today, age 32, winger from Columbus?
He's just a pain in the neck. He's fast, gets in on the forecheck. You know, he'll make you angry. You know, he'll always be around you and in your face type of a player. Now, whether... You know, I think it's between him and Doan as far as who might be in the lineup. Again, you're going to have either two extra forwards and an extra D, or two extra D and an extra forward when you come out with your lineup, in October. So I think it's more depth. And still, we don't know what's going to happen as far as the forwards go. Well, you know, what happens in a Byram trade if that happens? What's Ehlers doing? Again, I'm not. I want to keep saying this because I'm not saying that the Sabres are the number one destination for Ehlers, but stranger things have happened, and he's still out there. So, I'll guarantee you a call was made, and they've been talking about it, and they would love to have him, and they would overpay him again. They've got the money, so if you got to overpay him, you overpay him. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So it's somebody they could use, but a trade. For Byram. Now, unfortunately, Kyrou's no trade just kicked in on July 1st. So that makes, if you're dealing with the St. Louis Blues, that makes that a little more difficult. If that's the guy you were targeting, and I would hope that's the guy you're targeting if you're trading Byram there. But now you've got to get his permission to be traded to the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, what I was getting at, I don't know if I filled out the point. I might have gotten sidetracked myself. I don't know, but and if I'm being repetitive, I apologize. But 13 forwards now, if you're going to get a big fish, then I think someone has to go as a sweetener with Byram, is what I'd be thinking.
Yeah, and that might be one of your higher picks from Rochester, a future high pick, something that I don't want to say is important, but it's important that you have it as a bargaining chip, because you have so many prospects that are considered good prospects. And just like Savoy, well, you had 3 first-round picks that year. And, you had a bargaining chip where you could get a guy like McLeod that you needed. So, absolutely. That to me, it's currency, and it's currency that you could use to make a sweetener in that type of a trade.
And someone among the forward ranks that's on the roster now.
That's what I'm thinking, Paul. That's why, I appreciate the Rochester point, and a team might like that better than a NHL player, but I've got a logjam right now. Like, if I were to bring in, let's just say Kyrou wants to waive his no trade to come to Buffalo, and that's the player the Sabres are after, and it's Byram. I don't think Byram on his own as an RFA about to sign a huge contract is necessarily enough to get Kyrou. So maybe someone Quinn, who just re-signed, Benson even. I don't know. I'm not eager to move Benson. I'd much rather move Quinn personally, but someone like that would, I think, have to be included if you're getting a whale to play up top.
And I'm totally good with that. I mean, that's what you have to do to get something. You have to give up something. And I've always said that about the McLeod trade. I mean, the Sabres, I think, are happy with McLeod. if Savoy turns out to be a good player with the Oilers and they're happy, what's wrong with that if both teams like what they got in trade?
You've liked Kozak, so maybe he starts on the outside, but you like him as a full-time NHL player eventually?
Yeah. You know, if Krebs, who knows where Krebs, you know, winds up, whether it's with the Sabres, without the Sabres, where in the lineup, what kind of injuries. But I think from a depth standpoint, if one of those bottom guys gets hurt, he gets called up immediately, and I don't think you miss a beat. I think in not the not-too-distant future, this is a guy that I heard Bulldog say earlier, and I agree that is going to be a guy that you can count on a line that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, can play defense against the other team's best guys, can kill penalties, can change the complexion of a game, will do anything to win a hockey game. He'll put his face in front of a shot. He doesn't care. You know, it just I love watching him in Rochester because he gets out in those situations. And, you know, the last 30 seconds, he has three block shots. And it's just it's crazy to watch him play. So, I think he is going to be, and he's shown us that he has no problem playing in the National Hockey League.
I should probably mention Krebs as maybe that piece in that trade, too. That would open up the spot for Kozak if you wanted to do it. Krebs has got one more year left, still an RFA after that, but still under contract for this season.
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely. To me, anything's on the table except maybe Darlene. You know, or Thompson or Tuck. You know what I mean here. Mm-hmm. But pretty much anything is on the table, especially if you can get yourself a guy like Kyrou.
What do you think about Tuck as somebody to extend here in the coming hours or days. I mean, that's something that can happen now. Adams, unlike with Paterka last week, talked about Tuck as a, you know, player who wants to be here that way. So would you expect something, you know, at least it's you're open to the possibility of a new deal coming for him?
Oh, sure. I'm sure I'm expecting they're well into negotiations, and, you know, wherever it happens to be, whatever Tuck's wishes are, I don't think the Sabres have a lot of leverage on there. Kesselring, who is also in the same spot, who I would be negotiating with too, you know, I wouldn't say he's holding the hammer, but Alex Tuck certainly is holding the hammer, and pretty much could, if he feels like it, could say, this is it. If you want to take it and sign me to this, this is what it's going to cost you. If not, I'll go to free agency. You know, now I don't know if Alex Tuck would do that. I don't know where that stands. But, you know, to me, if they lose Alex Tuck, this thing falls apart to me. I mean, it just, I think you're back to square one again, and it's not going to be a pretty sight. So it's somebody that I think they need to get signed, and they have to figure something out with him.
Square one. What square are we on if we're not on square one, Paul? I feel like we are interminably on square one. Like, that's, do not advance past square one. We're just like stuck.
I'm not going to argue with you.
They built walls around square one. I cannot get out. I need Spider-Man to come rescue me.
Yep, no.
Not using Monopoly this time?
I have no response.
I have one more for you, Paul. Over the years, on July 1st, I hear your voice, you know, talking about the many stupid signings that we appear to see, you know, year to year. Is it different now with the higher cap and sort of more certainty in that way? Like, has the league maybe in this way succeeded to the extent that, like, now – you know, you might sound more like, sure, why not? Like, it might be different than when we were feeling a little bit more strapped in the past.
I'm more sure why not because of where the Sabres are right now. They need to do it. Would I be, you know, clamoring to send, you know, at age 30 to sign Alex Tuck to an 8 or 7 year contract? No. But more teams are doing it, as you said, and I think that's where the Sabres are right now. Where, you know, if you have to do that, you have to do that. If you got to give Ehlers a contract like that at age 29, then you got to do it. If they were just, well, you know, we're kind of selling off our players and we're starting over and we're going to tank and this, that, whatever. No, that's not the time to do it. That's not the time to be signing free agents and to stupid money. And free agency is not the way to build your team, but it certainly is a way to supplement your team. And I think the Sabres are at a point now, especially with a salary cap, where they can do it. Do you want to do it? No. But should they do it? I would say probably yes.
All right. Thanks for this, Paul, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
That's our Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax. We got this.
So I know what I'm doing here by asking this, but if the Sabres were to trade Byram for one of those forwards you like that you think rates, and, you know, Quinn goes, even a draft pick or a prospect goes, are we good?
I would have a hard time not being good. I like, it shook me a little to hear Paul saying, like, Doan, you know, might be on the outside looking in because of Danforth. Like, I don't know. I like the idea of Doan a lot. I honestly don't know a lot about this Danforth guy. It happened during the show, and I have not, like, you know, done a bunch of background on him yet. But I liked the moves that happened prior to today, provided they end up with something in the stocking here at the end that replaces Paterka credibly, that isn't speculative on Quinn or Benson or your name here taking a step or whatever. So I would have to say, yeah. I mean, depending on what that is, but yeah, I think so. I think I would feel like they did the thing.
Because they were not going to, I mean, Ehlers is still, as Paul says, it's a possibility, I guess, but I'm giving no, you know, attention to that possibility myself. And so, you know, given the confines, real or artificial, the mm-hmm. confines here, that move, okay. But I need it.
Yeah.
Because I think they've wanted to trade this player. And right now it feels more like, a situation where they can't. Enough people have been talking about Byram for a long time to make me think that nobody has slammed the door on these insiders when it comes to him. Like, Adams hasn't come out and said anything like, you know, he's untouchable. Like, he might about Dahlin or someone else. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has. So it has read like that's something they want to do. And for me, that's then a matter of getting it done, right? We've had this discourse with Adams and the Sabres, like how Adams has said it other times, how he wants to get stuff done. And I have said to that, I don't think that goes over as well as he wants it to. It doesn't sound like I think he wants it to. Because then we're talking about just failing to execute, not desire, which is its own problem. So I'd love to see that trade. Who knows how well they will do, but you got to think there's somebody respectable that they could get for this player. I want to think so. But who knows? I don't think he's great, and maybe the league has somewhat the same opinion. 803-0550. It's July 1. It's Bulldog's birthday. We're having fun with that. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back after sports. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back. July 1, free agency in hockey, the focus, and Bulldog's birthday. Milestone, big one. How's it going so far? You're working. I mean,
Fine. You know, fine.
Good.
In every sense, you know, good. Fine. Nice surprises today from you with Razor and Trista and Tyler and Adam. And I was not expecting – it'd be one thing if I was expecting, like, there to be fanfare and hubbub. But the way my wife's schedule is, like, we have a plan to do things at the back end of the week. We have the day off Friday for the 4th. And, yeah, it's fine. It's not uncommon for my birthday to sort of bleed into the 4th of July anyway. So, you know, pretty low key. I played some golf today. I played well. Very happy with how I played. And got a good nap, which is something you do when you're 60.
Yes. And that sounds like a great way to celebrate.
And I'm here hanging out, doing what we do, and go home and eat some bacon and go to bed.
Very thorough, comprehensive report.
That's pretty much it.
Asked and answered. How is your birthday going? Asked and answered.
I'm at a point where, and this is not a cry for help, I promise, but if like friends of mine showed up at my house, like insisting that we go do something, I'd be like, okay, I guess. I mean, this is a lovely gesture. To slam the door would be a jerky thing to do, but deep down inside, I'd be like, I'm good. I'm going to go play the guitar in the attic for a little while and look out my beautiful new windows. And just going to eat some bacon. Yeah. Well, I'm all set.
And the message has been put forth.
There's some cold beer in the fridge if I want it. I don't usually imbibe on weeknights, but nonetheless.
Don't go to Bulldog's house and try to take him anywhere.
Don't do it.
Change of plans.
I don't want you to. And this is not, one of these things where somebody says a thing, but they really want you to do it. Like I'm just telling you right now.
I had one more trick up my sleeve, and that was it. And we were going to pivot.
It's a different thing. Last week, Jeremy's birthday was on Wednesday.
Oh.
And I knew he had the 100 holes of golf coming on Thursday, and so I didn't really reach out to him, but a mutual friend of ours got him to go out, and he texted me and said, you know, birthday beers with Brett. And I was on the couch, and I literally was like, I'm like, wow, I'm an all-time jerk if I don't get up and go have a couple of beers with my friend.
And you're glad you did.
And I'm glad I did. But it took me this being my birthday, I don't really want that. I don't need that. I don't need the birthday.
It should be up to you.
Yeah.
Here's Adam with us. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy birthday, Bulldog.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm just curious about why not a Jason Robertson trade from Dallas? Send over a first-round pick or Bowen Byram, I don't know, Benson, something like that, some kind of splash move like that. Like I heard you guys talking yesterday or the other day about Rossi was a good option too. I don't understand why we're not in more talks with for someone like Robertson or Rossi. I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
I didn't ever think there was a fit for Rossi at center on this team, and I'm not a huge fan of the player. He couldn't be trusted in a top line role in the playoffs. They put him on the fourth line because he was getting him. He was hurting him. That and he is, I think, maybe a little unrealistic about where he should be playing. So I'm sort of buyer beware on Rossi myself. That's just me. He was never of interest to me. Robertson was, but when they started they divested themselves salary dump with who was the player? I always get them.
Granlund?
No, he just signed as a free agent. They traded someone away, Marchment, maybe, okay. Last week. But, one of the first moves of the week last week. And I thought, or maybe it was even before that, they cleared $4.5 million in salary to, I think, keep Robertson, is what what I read that as. I don't think everyone necessarily connected that, but as soon as that happened to me, that was a sign that Robertson is probably not in play. I don't have to be right about that, but that was my read, that they dumped, because whatever they got for this player I'm thinking of, they didn't. It wasn't we got to make sure we get equal value. It was mostly like, here, just take this guy. It's $4.5 million, and we need to clear space because we want to keep our good young scorer. So that's what I'm just expecting him not to be in play.
What I liked about that idea, I allowed myself to think that could have been realistic, Robertson.
Yeah.
Because of Dallas's, or at least the coach's implosion there after they lost in the playoffs.
You want to prey on a team like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are different ways to do that. One that you've seen is to take on a player who is retired for a draft pick. Be willing to just account for that money. There are ways. So Ottinger, too, crosses your mind when that when that happens. But Dallas did, well, to this point anyway, neither thing. They fired the coach is what they did.
Right.
They replaced him today, or recently, Gullitson. Was that today?
Yeah, that was today. It was announced today. I think it was rumored for a bit.
Keeping the theory intact, the mantra that we can only hire coaches who've done it.
You're going to know the name of everyone who
there
gets
are only
hired, usually.
40 people who could possibly, conceivably coach your NHL team.
Marchment was the player I wanted there from Dallas that went to Seattle in what I think was perceived as a salary dump. So, anyway.
How many NHL coaches actually really only do coach one time? Don't get the second chance. I wonder what percent that is. Granato, to this point, is that.
Right.
Kruger wasn't.
Right, Kruger had an Edmonton job for a minute.
So many of we have made this point about the GMs with the Sabres that they'd never been GMs and most of them weren't again. But that's not true of coaches. I mean, Ruff was, when he started here, that was his first job. But he's had two or three others, plus this one,
right.
The return. A lot of Sabre coaches had already been coaches before. You got to go a long time ago, but Nolan wasn't. Then he
right.
Then he got
then he came
the Islanders
back.
And,
yeah, and then he came back. Here. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we were talking about on ADP chasing this morning, Mike McDaniel. Like it's maybe a pivotal year for him with the Dolphins, and like what's his next job?
Coordinator.
Even college was mentioned as a possibility.
Maybe.
But he would not necessarily get a head coaching job out of this if Miami goes down.
I'm going to say shocked if he got a head coaching job right out of this thing unraveling under his watch.
Right.
But I think he'll be a good offensive coordinator hire somewhere.
Let's get David in. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks.
Hey, so I just wanted to ask a little bit about why a lot of people are sort of hesitant on a Brian Rust trade. And I understand the ninth overall for him straight up might have been a little bit too much, but I mean, he just scored 21 goals and 65 points last year.
Yeah.
And I know it was with Crosby, but if you get him a center, if you move Tate to the center and, sort of have him on Tate's wing, I feel like that could be that's your Jason Zucker signing or Jason Zucker trade or whatever you want to call it. I think that's your replacement.
I think people don't like the idea because they're scared that he's just a caddy for Crosby, which, that has legs. I mean, it can be a thing. He's playing with one of the best players in the world. So you might want to, I don't know, ding the stats by some percentage if he goes to a new team. I don't think Thompson's moving back to center anytime soon with Lindy Ruff as the head coach of this team. He didn't trust him at center, and I think he was right to. And so their centers are Norris, Kulik, McLeod, and Krebs right now. And so you're going to try to make that work. All that said, I'm not against the Rust idea. He's also old, 34, I think. So you could there's things to worry about there. But if it comes to I can't do anything else with Bowen Byram but trade him for Brian Rust, I am going to swallow hard and make that trade myself. Mm-hmm. You want to be shooting higher. We've been talking about some different names and different guys. I mentioned Hurdle earlier, might be dreamy, like unrealistically dreamy. Vegas, Kyrou with St. Louis, but now his no trade kicked in July 1st, so I don't know if that's realistic. You might end up at Rust.
You might.
And I would still do it.
But at your advanced age, you're keeping the rust off in your own personal life, playing golf, eating the bacon, the whole thing.
Eating the bacon.
Thank you, David.
So good for you.
We'll be right back. Mike Chopin, the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back. July 1st, keeping tabs on all the hockey news. Hoping to make it interesting for you. Mike Chopin, the Bulldog, here. Next, among our cavalcade of stars and guests today.
Oh, my. I didn't even see. I got my iPad black on the phone thing. I didn't know someone was on hold.
One of Bulldog's many admirers. In fact, I might even think that you're a hero of this person's.
Oh, my.
Andrew Filippone, hello.
Wow. Come on. He's on vacation.
He quit today so he could do this. Thanks for that, by the way. What a compliment.
Yeah, sorry, Bulldog. I know you were probably expecting like Cornelius Bennett or Jeff Tweedy, but you got to settle for me.
Oh, this is great. You are on vacation, right? Aren't you at the beach?
No, I'm back.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Well, congratulations on a nice-looking vacation. I saw one picture.
I mean, kidding me? I couldn't miss Connor DeWoer and Philip Tomasino coming back to the Penguins for 2026. I didn't want to skip that.
How much hockey would you do on a day like this? Did you do?
5 minutes. They traded Alex Nedeljkovic about a half hour ago, who was their backup goalie, but quasi-starting goalie the last 2 years, and that was really it, Mike.
Yeah. Skeens tonight.
Skeens tonight.
All right. I know what I'm watching. All right.
He's never beaten him. He's 0-5. His ERA's like 2-1 against him, and he's never beaten him. But the Pirates, you saw the stat, Mike. Have you seen their offense lately? It's incredible.
Four straight wins all by 7 runs or more, and they're the first team to do that in forever, I think.
In 100 years, I think.
100 years. Got to love baseball.
Right.
The only thing left to happen is for the Rockies to top it this year.
Well, your appearance is very well timed because we were just talking at the end of the last segment about Brian Rust as an idea for the Sabres in a perhaps a Bowen Byram trade. And I'm curious, like you're on the scene there. What's your read on 33-year-old Brian Rust?
I don't think they'll trade him because I think they need to keep Sid happy. And I don't say that in a way where, like, if they don't, he'll demand a trade. Like, I don't buy any of the stuff that you see Spittin' Chicklets put out there when they're bored on TSN or Sportsnet and they just start coming up with hypothetical trades, or Elliot Friedman says everybody in the hockey world feels sorry for Sidney Crosby and wants to see him play for a contender again. I do think he's content here. I think he loves it here. He still lives here. So I don't see them trading Sidney Crosby or him getting antsy to leave. But I do think the expectation, if the team isn't very good overall, that they at least give him line mates who he can score with. I mean, look, he's got the streak now of most consecutive seasons averaging a point per game. He's going to break Lemieux's scoring records here. So I do think he wants to skate with guys that can help him do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that he's so individually driven or so statistically driven that that's like what his motivating factor is. He still wants to win, obviously. But I think they know that tacitly, and for that reason, like, those are the two guys on their top line, Rust and Raquel, who have been floated out there in trade rumors, who I don't think they can trade because they want to give Sidney Crosby line mates who he can actually score 85 points or 90 points with this year.
What about Malkin? It's always Crosby. Malkin turns 39 this month.
He's done, Mike.
Done.
I think he's gonna have a swan song here this year. I see really no way in which he's back after this season unless he somehow turns back the clock and.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Knee injuries of the last couple of years, somehow he's healed up from and starts skating better and moving better and looks like the guy he was 3 or 4 years ago. I just think Father Time has caught him. Now, they don't do many favors because of what I just said. I mean, the repercussions of only having two good wingers is that there's nobody left for Malkin to play with at even strength, and that hurt him last year, but he also was a reduced player, so
yeah.
He's got 1 year left on his contract. I think they're not saying it, but I think they're going to treat it like this is his final go-round. I think it'll be a farewell tour, much like we saw with Marc-Andre Fleury last year in Minnesota, and he'll either quit hockey altogether or go back to Russia and play for a couple of seasons.
Father Time catching up to Malkin, but not Bulldog. At
no,
60, Andrew.
Sirree.
I mean,
no.
What a life. What a story, this guy. And you must have many fond memories from being around him.
Chris, do you think you'll do this till you're 70?
I don't have a better idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like if they're, you know, if they don't take me out back, you know, probably. I don't know.
I think you're just getting revved up. Like, I don't see a decrepit man. I see a man that might be 60 but feels like he's 35. Is that fair?
In certain ways, yes. Sure. I feel physically really quite good. I played my local golf course that I play 60 times a year today and shot even par on the back nine. It's not the most challenging wow. track in the world, Andrew, but
my
still.
God.
I'm pretty happy about
that. Breaking 80 all the time.
See, I think when I was with you guys, you were like starting to get into long distance running.
Yes.
But I feel like you have phases like this. Like, I think when I'm on for the 70th show, you're going to say you haven't golfed in 5 years and that you're now a pickleball addict or something like that.
There will still be shooting your age. There will still be that. That's still out there.
That is possible. Yes. The running wasn't a phase, Andrew. I got injuries. You know, a man built like me is not really built to run. I'm envious of these like 6'2", 160 pound people I see running in the park that, you know, look, you know, they're about an inch wide. Yeah, I'm not built that way. So running it was always a time bomb, and the bomb went off. So I had to stop.
The bike was a phase.
The motorcycle
was a phase.
Oh, the motorcycle was a phase. Yes, were you here for that, Andrew? I think you were here for that. That was definitely a phase. Yes.
You used to wear Harley Davidson stuff. Does that count?
Well, no, I had a motorcycle.
He had a show.
That was right. I had a motorcycle show, Andrew.
Ever heard of one of those?
I was immersed in the culture, Andrew. I was a motorcycle culture merchant. Oh my gosh! Anyway,
kickstands
up. Somebody from like those Always or Forever Buffalo like accounts that tweet out like old Howard Simon clips should find like a video or like an audio recording of you hosting the motorcycle show.
Kickstands up. Yep.
It's all gone.
Yeah. I'd love to see it.
It's all gone.
Andrew, what else do you have coming up this summer?
We are going to Sesame Place, which is outside of Philadelphia for my daughter's second birthday.
Nice.
Have you guys done that?
No. I know of it, but no, I never have been there.
No.
Yeah.
No,
so I got that on the docket.
Yeah, we never did that sort of stuff with the kids when they were little. We'd go to Ocean City, Maryland, and go to the Assateague Island and look at the wild horses and stuff. Like, that was
cool.
We never did the like the big theme park stuff or anything. It just was not my wife's style, and so we didn't do it.
I feel like you're maybe 2 years away from Hershey Park.
I think she'd want to go now. I mean, she's a pretty rebellious kid as far as children that haven't yet turned two. There's a picture of her with like a boa constrictor on her that I'll send you guys.
Oh my gosh.
From our trip to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, well, she can handle Hershey Park. You're right.
She went to medieval times and she was watching guys joust with each other, and she would have thought she was watching, you know, Paw Patrol or something like that. She was so riveted by it and enthralled by it. It was incredible.
Very good. Thanks for being a part of this today.
It's been a whole thing. This has been this is your life Bulldog show. People are coming back from the past to say hello.
A few. Mike lined up like some special surprise guests, and he told me about Rob Ray being, you know.
How about Bauk? Have we had a Bauk sighting?
Haven't been able to reach him.
Hmm. Well, he never had a cell phone. Did he ever get one?
I think so.
I do text with him. I'm pretty sure that's not on a landline. I don't think it works that way.
I guess he did. Yeah, eventually he did. Right. He came around. Right. Yeah, it's been fun.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot for making time, Andrew, man. Love you. See you.
All right. Anytime. Bro, yep. Catch you. See you.
All right. Andrew gets off a little bit early when the Pirates are home.
Oh, okay.
It's 6:40. They play 6:40, so I think that's why he was free right then.
That worked out very nicely.
July 1st, free agency. Paul's been on top of it, joined us earlier. Alex Lyon, goaltender. Paul went into that game. He played for Florida to help keep the Sabres out of the playoffs a couple of years ago. Sabres bring him in. Also a winger who'd been with Columbus, Justin Danforth, who's had a short-ish career but is 32. And the big one is McLeod, even though he was already here. But for money, 4 years, $5 million per for Ryan McLeod, who had 20 goals last season. Back after the update, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.